So today's daf is daf Tzadi Gimel. So we got to the top of the Mishnah there on six lines down. The Mishnah says, Mishaya Nasoi Shlosh Nashim. This should be somewhat reminiscent of our days in Yivamos. So a man married three women, Umes, and the man dies. Ksuvasa Shalzu Mana, Vishalzu Masai, Vishalzu Shalosh Meos. So each of the three women had a different amount in the Ksuba, 100, 200, and 300 was owed to them. The Incham Elamana. Now, after the husband dies, there's only $100 available to give out. Now, he owes 600 total, but he only has 100 to give out. So, what's the halacha? The Mishnah says, Cholkin Vishava, you divide equally, meaning they each get 33 and a third of the money.
What do you mean? Well, maybe 600. You do 600 is enough money.
No, there's only 100. In this case, there's only 100. Oh. And the three women are claiming different amounts, yeah. 100, 200, 300. So, we split up evenly 33 and a third for each. Okay. Then Rav Rashi just points out, you see Rashi in the Mishnah, Shalzu Mana v'Shalzu Masayim Bechule, the first Rashi in the Mishnah, around 10 narrow lines down. U'shloshtan nechtemu b'yom echad. It has to be where all three ksubos were signed on the same day. D'i b'tlasa yomei ha'kodemes b'shtar kodemes b'givoy. If they were signed on different days, the one with the earliest date gets kedimus, gets present for collecting the money.
The ksuba, right.
So if the ksuba, one wife, his ksuba was written earlier than the other ones, she gets the full 100. So they're talking about they all signed on the same day.
Can you do such a thing, marry three ladies in one day?
So it's possible, no, maybe not, but the ksuba was written. Let's say the ksuba was written on the same day. So he got married, and a few years later, they lost the ksuba or something, they wrote them all on the same day.
Nichtemu.
And they were signed, yeah.
Signed, when you sign the ksuba?
No, that's how we do it. No, that's how we do it. But let's say they didn't write a ksuba at the chuba for whatever reason.
They did marry a few women the same day.
But then there's a problem, A Marvin Simcha B'Simcha.
Right. That's good too.
So, okay, so whatever the case is, they're all signed on the same day. So since they all have equal claims, even though the amounts are different, they all have a fair share, though, of the same date, they split up evenly 33.5, 33.5, and 33.5.
That's why you call it Sarot. Sarah.
Because they're fighting over the money?
No, because 3 days and each one gets separate number. Separate two of them.
That's all right. Yeah, okay. They also become tarts even without that. They're tarot. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, let's say Bishava Hayusham Masayim. So let's say he left over 200 in the estate. So you have to give out 600. What do you do? Shelmane no telus chamishim. The first, the one who owes a mana, takes 50 of the 200. Shel masayim. Shel shalosh meos shlosh shlosh shazav. The women who owe 200 and 300 each collect a zav. Now, zav equals 25. So, by the three zav, so they each take 75. So, the 100 lady takes 50, and each of the other ones takes 75, 75. That's a total of 200. You with me on that math?
No.
Should I take a piece of paper out?
No, it's about what? What is the Zav?
The Zav equals 25.
25 mana?
25 mana.
Okay.
So three of them is 75 mana. Yeah. So lady one takes 50. Lady two, lady three, who I take 75 each, total
of
200. So a lot, I think the Gemara is going to explain all this. Let's see if Rashi says anything. Right, so if you just look at Rashi, see Rashi, right, Hayusha Masayim, Rashi says, Ain lebailis mana, the one who's owed 100, Ain lebailis mana shibud ela b'mana rishon. She only has bailis in the first 100. About b'mana sheni, the second 100, Ain shibud shara shamana. She's not included in that at all. So therefore it gets split among the other. So the way it works is, the Gemara is going to ask the Shaila.
No, but you should get third, third, third.
Ah, the Gemara is going to ask, exactly.
So it'll be half, that's a third.
Exactly, the Gemara is going to ask that.
Right.
But right now the first 100, 50 goes to lady one, and of that 50, 25 and 25 go to the other
right.
two ladies, and then the final 100 goes 50-50 to the other two ladies, giving 75-75, the first one gets 50. You're asking the first mana should be evenly split a third, a third, a third,
right.
That the Gemara is going to ask.
Okay.
You with us?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Okay, right. Rashi says the Gemara is going to ask that. Just look at Rashi for a second, just to see Shalosh Shazav. Rashi explains, Shalosh Shazav, three of gold, Shalosh Dinar Zav, three golden coins. The Chol Dinar Zav Esim Chamish, like we said, Dinar Kesef. One golden coin equals 25 silver coins, that's what we're referring to. So three of them is 75 Dinar Zav. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, third scenario is, Hayusham Shalosh Mios, if he left over 300 Shalmana. What do you do now? Notelas chamishim. So the first, shamana notelas chamishim. The first one takes 50. And shamasaim mana, the 200 person takes 100 total. Vishal shalosh meos shisha shazav. The 300 one takes 6 zav, which is 6 times 25. That gives us 150 she takes. So the total amounts are 50, 100, 150. That totals 300. That's how you split it up. Why split up this way? The Gemara is going to address why that is. And v'chein, the Mishnah says, so too in the scenario of shlosha she'tilu l'kis, that's if people deposited some money in a bank into some type of box, pichso o hosiru, let's say the amount goes down, or there's extra more than they put in, kachein tcholken, they divide the same type of way of depending who put in 100, who put on 200, who put on 300, the same division is going to be the way the ksuba is going to be in this case as well.
Sounds like fun.
Okay. You guys ready?
I happen to enjoy this stuff. That's good.
Okay, sometimes it's good to have a visual, so we'll see if we need to draw a map at all. So, the Gemara says, is there any, I don't think there's any here, it's probably not, right? It's probably worthwhile to write out, actually. I'm going to take this out as we go through. I'm going to write.
Okay.
So, the Gemara says, Shel mane no telas chamishim. So this is your question. In the scenario where there's 200 in the pot. So we said that the money gets 50. So ask Gemara, this is Ricky's question. The first 100 should be divided a third across the board. And then the second 100 should be divided only among the two other wives, the 200 and 300 wives. So, 33 1/3, who did Ishtai? Amar Shmuel explained, because Seves Bailis Masayim, the Bailis Mana, the 200 lady says to the 100 lady, Din Dvarm Ainli Imcha Bimana. I have nothing to do with you. With that first mana, I'm removing myself from this. Right? Okay, so well, it's not only divine between two
why
people.
Why would you do that?
Not really sure why.
So the normal case would be that you divide it in three and
exactly.
The other one in two.
Exactly.
But this is a special case.
Exactly.
Okay.
So number two takes yourself out of the picture. That's why number one gets 50. She gets half. It's playing between two people now.
Number two and number... Okay. Okay. So number three stays. Number two gets out of the picture. And then... But she doesn't get out of the picture of the second man.
Exactly. But still not push it, because if the second lady is removing herself, number one should get 50, number three should get 50 of the 100, and the final 200 should be split 50-50 also.
That's
what it is.
But no, that's not what it is, because the Mishnah says number one gets 50, number two gets 75-75.
Ah, okay, yes, it doesn't work either.
So the Gemara is going to explain that in a second.
So in the other case, one gets 20, in the second mana, one gets 25, and the other one gets 75 from the second mana.
The second mana...
One gets 25.
Which is not, it doesn't make sense. It should be split even. Right. It really should be in the end 50-50-100.
Yeah, that's right. Not the issue of the cheshbon. The issue is, why dinu dvarim elimach? That's the issue. If she said I'm removing, so that's what left. So it's easy.
No, it's not because the math doesn't work out. Because then one should get 50, the other one should get 100, and the other one should only get 50 also. The one who removed herself should only end up get 50. Because she only gets half of the
from
second.
From the second one, okay.
But she's getting 75, so why is she getting 75?
That's the case in the Mishnah.
Right. So the Gemara asks, Yihachi, aim a Seifa, but look at the Seifa now. Shemasayim v'shel shalosh meos, the 200 and 300 lady, shalosh shalosh shazav, they get 75 each. But the math doesn't work out that way, because if number two removes herself from the first 100, so she gets 0. From the second 100, she should only get 50, because she splits with number 3. But the Mishnah says she gets 75 at the end of the day. But she should really be getting 50 if she takes herself out of the first mana. So Gemara says, Tema la, so she says, Sakach nafsheich mina, mishum d'amrile midin dvarm hu desalki nafshei.
No.
I skipped, sorry.
This is part of the question.
Let's see. Shazav, Tema la, hasakach nafsheich mina. Ah.
Right.
So why you shouldn't have anything to do? You removed yourself completely from the first mana. So, mishum damar la midin dvarm hu desalki nafshei. Only because of the first lady, I took myself out. Meaning, she said to Lady 1, I'm not going to argue with your share. You could get half of it. But to Lady 3, I'm going to split with Lady 3. To the other 50, she'll split 25-25 to Lady 3. And they get 25, the number 2 and number 3 ladies get 25 of the first mana. And of the final 100, they split that down the middle 50-50. That gives them 75 each.
She's representing the other one also.
She is not representing the other one also.
I mean, they get together.
I'm not sure they get together. No, she likes the lady. She likes that other one more. You get 50. I'll take my, but I'm not going to get the other one I hate. So I'll split with her. We'll fight that one out. But for your mana, then 100 lady, take 50. Take half the pot. I'm going to argue the other 50 with that third lady. We'll have 25-25 of the remaining 50. Then you drop down to the second 100 mana. Number one's not in the picture anymore because she only gets 100. She has no claim in the second 100.
But if she hates the other woman is going to say, no, I want the full 50.
She has no right to, because initially they all have an equal right in 100.
Let's
say this is 100 here,
yeah,
and this is 102.
Right.
This is so really it should be third, a third, right. A third. So lady, let's do. Lady number two says, "I will let you. I'm gonna remove myself from you."
Lady number two.
Number two. Okay. I'm not going to be in the picture.
Right.
So with respect to you, you have 50%.
So normally, she should only be getting 50 also in that case, from the second part, and that's it.
Right.
She should be getting 0 from the first part and 50 from the second.
Well, when she removes herself, she should be exactly. Okay. But she says, no, I'm not removing myself entirely from this picture. I'm just removing myself from arguing with you, but I am going to argue with lady number 3. I'm going to fight out with her.
Yeah, but lady number 3 can tell her, listen, the fact that you give up your part, it's your problem.
I mean, because lady 3 is losing out also. She went from 33.5 to 25.
Yeah,
That's a good Taina.
Like how could lady number 2 have any influence in what lady number 3 gets?
Mm-hmm. That's a good Taina. And what she said, in essence, she's being mochel on part of it to number 1, but shouldn't diminish any of number lady 3.
But really, what should happen is number 3 should get a third.
Yeah, and number 2
and
should get.
Number 2 should get
16, whatever the difference
whatever
is.
Whatever the difference.
Right. 50 plus 33.
Half of the other one.
Right.
All right.
See this Tosos? Damra la midin dvarm hu desalik v'chule?
Yeah.
Tosas writes, Lois Parish Shapir Taima de Hamilsa. It's not really explained well.
Okay, so this makes sense. Yeah.
But somehow, number 2 gives some room to number 1, but doesn't give any room to number 3. So that's how they get 25-25 up top, and the bottom is 50-50.
It's surprising because This is very clear math, and Gemara usually is pretty good at this. Okay.
Right. Okay. Two dots. The Gemara says, Hayusham Shalosh Meos Vichule. In the situation where there's 300 money in the pot. So that's. This will do separate things, 100, 200, and 300. There's lady 1, lady 2, and lady 3. So what should really happen is, this should be divided a third, a third, a third. A third to them. Right? It should be one third, one third, one third to each. And then this should be 50, 50 to each of the 1, 2, and 3.
1 second, so there, this here, everybody should get 33.
Right, everybody should get 33 here.
And here, since this is 200, everybody should get
1. Not everyone, only 2 and 3.
Yeah, so 100 and 100.
No, 50 and 50. This is 100 only.
This is 50?
This is a total of 100. This is the first 100.
200.
No, this is the other 100, and this is the final 100.
There is total 300.
Yeah, 300.
Ah, okay. So you get.
But
so
the
here
Mishnah specifically said that it gets 150.
Right,
50
so.
50 on 100.
Exactly. So I'm explaining what should happen, and the Mishnah has a different case.
Why should
how
happen
change?
If the ketubah is, 2, 3, 2, 1, and there's only 3, so she gets.
Because the first mana, 100, everyone has at least 100. So everyone has an equal claim on that first 100. She said, I'm owed 100, and she said, I'm also owed 100, I'm also owed 100. So the first 100 split a 33 and a third across the board. That's what should happen.
But the Mishnah said what to do.
No, the Mishnah is going to have a new case. What should happen, this is what should happen, that it should be even 33 and a third.
If in a regular case, what should happen is a third, a third, and a third, half and half, and then full.
Exactly. She gets everything. So she should really get 150 plus 33, 183. 183.
Correct.
And she should get 83, and she should get 33.
Right.
But the Mishnah tells us otherwise. That's what we're trying to build. Why did the Mishnah change? The Mishnah's psak was, if there's 300 left over, so then what happens is, Shamana, the first lady, gets 50, actually, instead of the 33. She gets more. And number 2, lady 2, gets Shemasayim, gets 100. And then number 3 gets 150. That's different than what we just proposed.
Right.
So the Gemara wants to know why is that. So the Gemara says that the two dots, Shemasayim mone, so the 200 lady gets 100, but Shivim v'chamisha hu d'islay, she should only be getting 75. Because the reason why we're assuming, it's again where she removed herself.
Oh, okay, because that should be getting 83.
So she removed herself, going on that Okimta in the first part of the Mishnah, it's really that she gets 50, so that's fine. She only gets 25, plus the 50 here, she should get 75. Right. Are you with us?
No, not at all. Because, continue, don't.
Yeah? I'm going to write it out anyways, because it is helpful. I'm going to do here, 100, 200, and 300. Lady 1, Lady 2, and Lady 3. Now we're talking about the case, what we said before, that number 2 took herself out of the picture, giving room for 50 of it to go to her. So she gets 50 like the Mishnah says. Now they divide this other half, 25, 25, and she gets 50. Then this one, it's argued between these two, 50-50. So she's getting 75. She's 75 plus 100. She's supposed to get 175. Because 25 here, 50 here, and then 100 here.
In this case, she removed herself.
Yeah, we're assuming that continues to go. Okay. So the difficulty is...
Fine.
Yeah. So now, she's supposed to get 75, but the Mishnah just told us she's getting 100. So how'd she get from 75 to 100? The Gemara asks, Shamasayim Shemana Shivim V'chamisha Hu De'isle. She's supposed to only get 75. So Amar Shmuel makes a further Okimta, because Seves Bailas Shalosh Meos Lebalas Masayim. Now number 3 speaks to number 2, saying, Ula Bailamana, and also to lady number 1, Din Vidvar Mainly Imcham Bimana. I'm removed myself from this one entirely.
So this one gets 50.
So now this is 50. So she gets 50 here, plus 50 here, so she gets 100 now. And she only gets 50 here and 100 here, so that's 150 she gets. She took herself completely out of the first mana.
Nice lady.
So there's no better way to explain the Mishnah than this.
I am assuming that.
It's a very...
Like this. Svach.
Yeah.
It's math. It's not even like a svar. I mean, it's a svar, I would say, but it's a very clear...
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
There could be a lot of acronym on this or not.
It could be, but I mean, the Gemara says this, so the question is, you have
I'm
to ask...
I'm curious, if you look at the back, is there a lot of written
Let's
on this?
Let's see.
Because it's very...
Doesn't seem to be too much. That's in the previous sugya. Okay. Doesn't seem that much. No, actually, nothing. Very little. Is this trying to make pshat here?
Yeah.
Okay. So then the Gemara says, Rav Yaakov Minahar Pakud Mishmei de Ravina Amar. Completely different pshat of the Mishnah. This will be satisfy you a little bit more. Resha b'shtei tfisos v'seifa b'shtei tfisos. Two grabbings, literally. What does that mean? Resha b'shtei tfisos, there are two grabbings. D'nafla shivim v'chamisha b'chad zimna. U'mev esim v'chamisha b'chad zimna. Where the property fell in two different points. So what happened was, the resha, where there's a total of 200, it first fell 75.
This we're talking about now, the resha we only had...
The ratio is really the ratio, the seifa of the ratio, really the case
right.
of 200.
Okay, so this is the ratio of the seifa.
Right.
Okay.
So the ratio of the seifa, I think I'm going to need another piece of paper here. It's where at first 75 fell. Number one was 75. It's total of 200.
This he has no issues, Rav Yaakov Minar, because he has no issues on the ratio of the ratio.
Correct. That was 33 and a third across the board. That was a pasha case, where there's one mana and they split it 33 and a third across.
Okay, I understand. Okay, yeah, so that was never a problem.
So what happens in this scenario is it wasn't 100 and 100, it was 75 and 125. That's how it came about. First, there was when the husband died, there was $75 available. And then some point later, $125 became available as well. Mm-hmm. So now it's splitting up that way. So this first 75, they split evenly, 25, 25. Each get 25. Right. Now the 125... What's going to happen here? Let's look at this. Gemara explain this. Gemara doesn't explain all this. Does Rashi explain this? Let's see. Yeah. So you see Rashi. Let's take it from Ravina Amar. Ravina around 8 medium wide lines down. Ravina Amar lo tokmek b'koseves el b'shei tfisos. It's talking about a case of two tfisos. She tofsu metalton k'suvason. They grabbed metalton to collect the k'suvo. Lo nimsu lehem asayin b'pam achas. It wasn't 201 shot. El b'shei pamim. So first, Rashi explains the Nafala Shivim Vechamesh Bechadimna 75 first fell to them. Ubaladun Alem. They wanted to go to Bezin and divide them. Aminalhu Cholkas Veshava. They divide them equally, like we said, 25, 25, 25. Shere Shibud Shloshim Shemana. They all have an equal share in the first 75. Then the next Rashi says, then another 125 fell. Bailis Mane Kvar Gavsa Chafe. So lady one already took her 25. So she only has a $75 claim of the 125 to fill. She doesn't have a full claim of this amount. Ubasala Riva Ala Ayn Hey. So she's fighting about 75 of this only, she's arguing on. Hilkach Ayn Hey Mishubadim Lechulu Cholkin Osan Haribiach Koachas Mechamishim. Wait. Ah, so of the 75 here, let's break it up, 75 and 50. So this is 25, 25, 25. So she's going to get another 25 here. So she's going to get a total 50. She's holding at 50 right now and also 50, but they're not done. The final 50 is going to be split 25 here, and it's going to be 75 and 75. 50, 75, 75, which is exactly what the Mishnah says. Okay. Now the Seifa, says the Gemara, is also b'shtei tfisos, back to the Gemara, d'naflu shivim v'chamisha b'chadzimna, u'masayim v'esim v'chamisha b'chadzimna. Same idea.
So it makes it simple.
Exactly. So the same idea, we can map it out if you want.
It's easier, but it's also a very specific case.
Yeah, very specific case, but it's certainly easier. It's a more likely case.
It's
also
more likely.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's how you explain the Mishnah. You do the math, everything works out nicely. The Gemara now says, four lines from the bottom of Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph, Tanya, the Braisa says, Zu Mishnas Rebbe Nasan. That which we just spoke of was the Mishnah of, according to Rebbe Nasan. Which part are you referring to? Which is Rebbe Nasan?
Chora Zu Shel HaMishnah. Which one?
Ah, the whole division of 100 gets this amount and that amount. That's a whole confusing thing. It's only in the world of Rebbe Nasan. Avah, but Rebbe Omer, Rebbe held, Omer ani ein ani ra'a dvarav shel Rebbe Nasan. I do not agree be'elu, ela cholkin cholkos b'shava. They divide it equally. What does that mean, they divide it equally? So Rashi says, the last Rashi in the page, ein ani ra'a dvarav shel Rebbe Nasan be'elu she'ein zedoma l'shosha she'tilukis. I mean, I don't think this is comparable to where people deposit some money in a box. D'hasam shvach maos shishbichu maosein shiklu. They're taking the amount of profit that their money made, hokach kochad yitolafi maosav. Therefore, each person takes according to their investment. Whatever they invest in, they take their equal return. The person has 20% share, he's going to take 20% of the return. The guy with 70% is going to 70% return. Avalhacha taima mishim shibuda. He hears all about liens. And all the properties have an equal lien on what they're owed, even though they're owed, what's owed is different amounts. So the lady one doesn't only have a first mana shibud, she's a shibud in all the property until she collects her full amount of 100. And therefore, in the case of 300, in the case of 200, in the case of 100, they all divide equally. So if there's, let's say, 300, they all get 100, 100, 100. Now, it turns out the 100 lady gets her full amount. The 200 lady and the 300 lady don't get a full amount, but that's how it works. They all have an equal share.
Right. So the question, whoa,
tough luck.
That was close. Let's say she gets, let's say there were 400. That's the, we would have to see how Rabbi would.
Right. I would assume that you can't get more than you put in, more than you owe.
No. So what happens is, the question is, the last hundred or the 400, do they split it in half? Probably also, because each one has a shibud. Or the other two.
I would say the lady one gets 100.
Let's say the first 300, they has a shibud for everybody.
Uh-huh.
So they get 100, 100, 100, right? Then the last 100 of the 400, only the second and the third one have a shibud.
Right, 150, 150.
It would be 150, right?
Yeah,
probably
I think
that's
so.
What it would be.
Okay, then the Gemara says at the bottom, the two dots, chen shlosha shetilu. The Mishnah said, the same way of dividing up, depending how much money you invested, if you will, you get them that same amount in the return. Same thing when you put money into a basket, into a business. So Amar Shmuel says, shnayim shetilu l'kizeh mane v'zeh masayim. Two people place money in a kiss. One person placed 100 in, the other person placed 200 in. Haschar le'emsa, Rashi explains, cholkin b'sheva, they divide it equally.
Meaning if one puts 60%, 1/3%
into
the business,
yeah.
So the profits as well are supposed to
be
the same share.
Yeah, 60. But it sounds like they get an equal
So this is the seifa of the seifa of the Mishnah, the last part of the Mishnah.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
So three people put what? It doesn't say the Mishnah what they did.
They placed money in a kiss, which is schar. They bought a business
in different amounts.
Different amounts.
Okay.
And
right.
The psak is that the cholkin b'shava.
Right.
Strange. I would never go into business. I would if I put the less amount in this. But to put the 80% and to get 50%, who would do that? So unless the other guy brings something else to the table,
right,
his skills. Right. But it sounds like they both invest the same amount and everything else is equal. The halacha is that you split everything down
there. Okay.
So that's Shmuel's statement. So it sounds a bit strange. So the Gemara is going to qualify Shmuel's statement. It can't be a regular case of investment where all parties are equal. So Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Mistavra Milse de Shmuel. Shmuel makes sense. Bishor Lecharisha. If it's an ox that is for plowing and it still is being used for plowing, then they can split 50-50. Rashi explains. Top Rashi is shor lecharisha. Shelachu behen shor lecharosh v'chorshim bo. We bought an ox as partners. Vein chelko shezumo below chelko shezeklum. Now, you can't use the ox unless I give you, let you, and I can't use the ox unless you let me have it. So we have full rights over it. Hokach chelko mishava. Well, fine. Therefore, you have to divide equally. I guess maybe the use of it. But in contrast, the Gemara says, Aval Shur Lecharisha, V'omid L'Tvicha. But if they bought it initially to plow, and now the cow is getting old, so they wanted the Shechta for the meat, Zen no tel l'fimosav, Zen no tel l'fimosav. Once you start, you sell the business, and you start getting the profit, so then they're going to divide it depending on what they invested in it. So I'm trying to think of a comparable case nowadays.
It's a problem.
What?
It's business.
It's a bit, no, the question is,
business make money. So you split. Now you sold the business. You're getting your share based on what you put in.
No,
right.
No, it's okay. No, let's say you buy a taxi.
Okay.
Okay, and this guy puts $80 for 80% of the car, and the other one 20%. The car itself probably is irrelevant to the total income of the business. So It could make sense that if they work it together, they get 50-50 because the administration, the income of the taxi is not really so dependent on what percentage of the car you have, but more on the business that you're using it.
More on the use, uh-huh. On the work.
But once you say, okay, I'm going to sell the taxi, there's no more business, it would make sense that each one gets what he put in.
I see, okay. Okay, but you, there's room to say, the guy who plays 80% would say, I should get to use it 80% of the time.
No.
No, because they bought it as a taxi company.
Uh-huh.
But let's say they're making, let's say, $20,000 a month with the taxi, and the taxi costing $5,000, and they're making $240 a year. It doesn't make any sense that the guy who put in maybe, you know, $12,000 for a car will take that high percentage on the income of the company for a whole year.
Uh-huh.
But when they sell it, it makes sense that each one should get back their part.
Okay. Fine. So that's all according to the first opinion. That's the Rabbi's understanding of this. But Rav Hu Amnuna Amar Afilu Shor LeCharishiv Omri LeTvicha Aschar LeEmta. Even in that case where they're selling the business, he still thinks he's split down the middle. So again, from a business perspective, I'm not sure how that works out exactly.
Not nice.
Not nice. Second.
Here Shmuel is considered a Tana or because
Rav Shmuel,
an Amora.
Yeah.
And then Rav Amnuna comes to explain what Shmuel said.
Yeah. Right. So the Gemara asks now.
Rav and Shmuel were both, right? We're at the end of the.
Rav and Shmuel were.
Who were the ones that were Amorim and Tanaim, like right by the board?
Well, we say Rav Tanahu Apollo. Rav had, Shmuel did not have that status. Rav did.
Only.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tana and Amora?
Rav was.
Were right at the
so what are you taking the prestige you take away from him? Because the time, you know, the borderline came to the Amoraim.
Yes, and sometimes people were so good and so great. And the Gra, some say the Gra had the status of a Rishon. The Gra lived much later than Rishon. Rishon were considered during his time.
Fine.
But he was such a God Hador.
But here you take it down from his prestige, from Tana to an Amora.
No. Rav was an Amora, but he had a status of a Tana. Yeah, right. Yeah.
An Amora, but almost.
Yeah. Yeah. Fine. So it says the Gemara asks a question. Meisive. Shnayim Shetilu Kis. Two people placed money in a business, invested money, Zem Anav Zem Asayim. Haschar l'emsa. So this is a Bryce that says this. Haschar l'emsa. So my lab is sure l'charishiv omri l'tvicha. V'tiv t'drabba. We see even in a case where they're going to sell the business, they're going to sell the taxi company, the ox, they still split down the middle. In support of Rav Hamnuna, but against what Rabba suggested. Says the Gemara, no. Lo b'shor l'charisha v'omil l'charisha. It's talking about a case where it still stands as a charisha. Aval, but if it's a shor l'charisha v'omil l'tvicha, if they were to sell the business, then my, zed netam pilafim malsav, zed no telafim malsav, like the way Rabbah says, they would split up depending on their investment. So Gemara says, wait a second. If that's what it meant, it should have said that. Ad tani seifa, lakach zed b'shalov, zed b'shalov, v'nis arvu, zed no telafim malsav, zed no telafim malsav. So from the fact that the Seifa, I'll explain what that means in a second, but the klal is, the Gemara asks, sometimes the Braises like to be very clear, just straightforward, but once the Braises is beginning to distinguish between two different scenarios, so make another distinction. So if the Braises is about to make, just made this distinction, which we said I'll explain, so we should make the other distinction, depends what the purpose of the Shor is for. So what's this distinction it's saying? If lakach zeh b'shalo v'zeh b'shalo, so Rashi explained, lakach zeh b'shalo shvarim b'reim b'masayim. He buys a oxen, strong oxen for 200. Vizebishalo, shvarim, kichushim, bimana. And this one buys a small, weaker oxen for 100. So, and then in this arvu, then they get mixed up together. Each one gets according to their investment. So what's exactly the case here?
Where do you read?
Where?
Where do you read?
This is the Gemara. Adatani. Adatani Seifa.
Adatani Seifa, okay.
So let's say the only case situation we're talking about where they split down the middle is where they invested at the same time. I put 200 in, you put 100 in. We invested together, we have equal partnership. But let's say I bought on my own a nice fat cow and David was a little cheaper, he bought a weaker cow. And then we decided to partner. I mean, this arvu is we partnered together. So then the halacha is that we get according to what we invested into it.
Here the case now is that seems that they bought many, right? Many shvarim.
Right. Well, right. One of them brought in good oxen. Someone brought in weaker ones.
Right.
So and that's yeah.
And then they got mixed up, right?
What it means here they joined forces. They became a partnership, not mixed up
right.
as.
Okay.
So now in this case, the law would be.
Yeah.
But why the it says here? Madu apirish Rashi sheechad kana shvarim briim veechad kachushim, velo sheechad kana shne shvarim amtaim vechaviro kana shor echad. And then, yeah, what the connection to?
He's just saying why is he talking about in terms of quality? It could have been a quantity, two versus
makes
one.
Makes more sense.
But
that's the business.
Oh, so either way, so but if I bring in my own taxi cab and you bring your taxi cab, so if mine's better than yours, so then you would split up according to the investment. It's only if we put the money in together, even though the different amounts, then there's equal down the line. So all the Gemara is trying to prove from here, so we see this very brisa distinguishes between different types of partnerships, whether they're bringing the money in versus if they're bringing the actual shares in first, it's going to come out with two different halachas. So from the fact that the Gemara makes a distinction by that, it should have also made a distinction of Omer L'Charisha, what was the line again?
Omer L'Tvicha.
Right. So if it didn't distinguish that way, like Rabbah wanted to suggest, tells us that that wasn't such a distinction, because otherwise the Braisa would have made such a distinction.
But here it seems that, I don't understand, from the lesson of the Gemara, it says, Adetani Seifa, Lakach Ze B'Shelo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Means that each one he takes his own share, not split in half, right?
No, where they bring in their own share.
Okay, so each one brings their own share.
But not the money. Not the money. They brought in the actual ox. And he brought the ox and said, let's
right.
partner.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're saying that Zeno Telefimota, Vezeno Telefimota.
Right. Now, the details is not so much a concern, though.
So the Gemara says, well, when should we be saying, Beshor Lecharisha, Verme Lecharisha? But Shor Lecharisha and Lecharisha should be split equally, not the Lefimota with the Lefimota.
You know, so the way you read it is as follows. Adatani, from the fact that the Seifa says, Lokach Zebishalo Zebishalo, Vinus Arvu, Zenitel Lefimosov, Zenotel Lefimosov, so in the fact that we see that the Bryson made an exception of a case, Liflo Glenisle, it should have made another distinction, Bididei, a further distinction, and should have written, Bamed Ramur, when it's a shoe, Bashur Lacharisha Vomil Harisha, Aba Bashur Lacharisha Vomil Tavicha, Zenotel Fimosov, Zenotel Fimosov.
But here it's saying that even Lacharisha, each one takes a Mosel Fimosov.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Brisa doesn't say that. The Gemara says it should have said that. Meaning, I don't want to lose this.
No, I understand, but okay, I don't want to complicate it. Okay.
No, the idea is that sometimes the Gemara, the Brises are very clear. The Brises is very clear, and it doesn't have any distinctions. Clear one case. Sometimes the Brises says, well, it depends. But if it's that way, it's something different. So the Gemara asks this question often. Once you see the Mishnah making a distinction once.
No, that I understand. Right. What I don't understand is in no case is the Gemara or the Brisa are saying that when each one brings to a shore with different characteristics, that they split in half while they're doing harisha.
No, correct.
It doesn't say
it
that.
It does not. The Brisa talks about a case
so
where
the Gemara, the whole thing, the Gemara is saying that it should have said, it should have split in two, that Brisa, and give you both options.
No, it should have said. There's one case that's not addressed. The case that's addressed in the mission is if we partner with money,
right.
Split down
so
the middle.
There's absolutely no case. So the Gemara says you should also bring another case where they bring in the shore and not the shvarim.
No, that the Brisa actually does have. That. The Gemara says the Brisa also talks about a case, but if we bring in the oxen, not the money, the oxen, then it would be split depending on how many or how the quality of the ox. The Gemara says the case it doesn't talk about is if we put in money at the same time, the different amounts, but at the same time, and then we want to sell the business, it doesn't talk about selling the business that we get according to our investment. As I mentioned, Shechita is selling the business. It doesn't talk about the case.
To me, the Taina should be the opposite.
Oh, so the Bemed Ramum is going on the first case. I mean, Reisha is money. Investing money, Seifa is investing the ox.
Right.
So the Bamed Ramum should be on the Reisha. When is it true that they invest money, that they split it down the middle? It's only when they...
It's going on the Reisha.
But, but if they sell the business, it should have said they get according to their investment.
Okay, now I understand. I thought Bamed Ramum was going on the last part.
Right. Okay. So the Gemara answers... you're right. That's exactly what the Mishnah meant to say. It meant to say in the Reisha, after saying they invest money, they get it equally. But Meder Murim, when do they get equal amounts? Bishur l'charisha v'omir l'charisha. While it's still being used, the business is still running. About Bishur l'charisha v'omir l'tvicha, but they decide to sell the business. Then it's nasa, it becomes a case. Kimi shaloka chazeb b'shalo. It's comparable to where we didn't invest money in, but we invested our ox into this. V'nis arvu, we partner together, where we say Zenotel Lefi Mosav, Vizenotel Lefi Mosav, where we split it according to our investment. That's exactly what the Mishnah is trying to tell us. And it therefore does support Rabbah that when it comes to splitting the business, you split it according to your investment. The Mishnah now says Tanan, the quotes from the last line of the Mishnah, V'chein Shlosha She'etil Kis Pachso Hosiru. If three people invested money and the business went down and the business went up, they would divide. What does it mean they would divide? They would divide depending on their investment. The 20% would get 20% gain or 20% loss, and same thing with all the other partners. So the Gemara says, my love, what does it mean my love, pichsu, pichsu, mamish, hosir, hosir, mamish? It's not referring to a case where mamish depreciated in value or it increased in value, and therefore what?
ובכל זאת אומרת המשנה שהם מחולקים את ההפסד או את הרווח יחסית להשקעתם. Does that make sense?
למה לא?
Is it tufta to Shmuel? Because Shmuel said above that in the case of investments, you split down the middle. Remember we started Shmuel on the bottom of Tzadik Gimel. You split down the middle. But this Mishnah clearly says you split depending on the investment that you put in. So there's a kasher to Shmuel. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Lo, Hosiru Zuzei Chadasi, Pichsu astiru ditzonisa. So what does that mean?
Astiru ishe al yedei masal matan tiblu zuze chadatei. Dinarim chadashim ube umbra pichu.
So I've heard that they were doing business with money.
What's going on?
And they were exchanging old coins for new coins. And the new coins are more readily available for use, and therefore they divide according to the money. Each one takes the equal amount of the maos.
So it's really the quality of the coins.
In exactly.
When they got better, it's not they got more money, that they just, by doing the trade, they got better quality coins.
Right.
And when they got back, they got coins that are so bad that they can only be used for some kind of medical use.
Exactly. So not talking about the value of the business, talking about the actual coins. Split the coins up so we all have this fair amount of coins, but the value of the business, no, sorry, depending who put how many coins and you split up according to who placed what. But in terms of valuing the business, Shmuel is right. The business is valued based on it's evenly down the middle. Even though the guy put 20% and the other guy put 80% in, the value of the business is really 50-50. The Mishnah is talking about when you divide it according to how much you put in, that's only referring to the actual coins, not to the value of the business. Okay, interesting, Gemara.
Yeah.
Should we do this Mishnah or should we stop here?
I suggest we do it tomorrow. Go to one session daf.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's on the shorter side. Okay, I'm okay with that then.
Because it's a complicated Mishnah too. Now it's four women.
So let's do the Mishnah and tomorrow we review it.
No.
Are you okay with that?
We
no,
can
I
do
it. I'm purposely because I have time now to daven and without missing
minutes.
Anything.
You have 20 minutes.
No, I'm going to 7 o'clock show.
When will we talk? I brought everything. I spent the whole morning for you.
The what?
Yes. I went to the offices. What are you talking?
Love this.
Here, I'll show you the factor. This is the factor. This is the offices.